This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will have today's report coming right up after this. Micrometer has been a friend of the farmer since 1955, and they supply today a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. It's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by and trusted by American farmers, well, for almost 65 years. Oh, and for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, producers, you can get free shipping just by mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. You can order by going to their website, micrometer.com/ag. I'll give that to you again in a moment. Producers, micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Go to the website. It's micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Mr. Farmstrong will be back at his Midwest Digest microphone on Monday, the festivities of National Agriculture Week in his rearview mirror. That storm the weather people called a bomb cyclone is gone, but oh my, not forgotten. Severe flooding in some areas. There were rivers running through what should have been streets, highways, and farm fields. Damaging winds, enough to blow tractor-trailer rigs off the highway as storms moved through Texas. All across the Midwest, storms packed hail and high winds and tornadoes, leaving thousands of customers without power and leaving a whole lot of cleaning up to do. A passing of note in Indiana. Former Senator Birch Bayh died at the age of 91. A graduate of Purdue University's School of Agriculture, he farmed some near Shirkeyville. He was perhaps best known, though, for leading the way in the passage of the landmark Title IX law, giving equal opportunities to women. I'm a bit concerned about another graduate of Purdue University, our buddy Max. It was bad enough that the feds named a prison Supermax in Colorado, and now the Boeing 737 Max was grounded worldwide. I'm sure Boeing, whose stock has lost about $50 a share this week, will work out the computer bugs and get the planes back in the air, and I'm pretty sure Max will get his good name back as well. You may want to check your freezer. If you have some butterball ground turkey from last summer, get rid of it. People have gotten sick in Minnesota and Wisconsin from salmonella poisoning. This one could have gone worse. In Sheboygan, Wisconsin, small engine manufacturer Kohler is eliminating 600 jobs because it is expanding its factory in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. But the affected workers in Sheboygan are getting employment elsewhere in the Kohler company. The man who last October won the University of Missouri's first Nobel Prize is donating the prize money to the university. George Smith announced this week that he is donating $243,000 to support needs-based scholarships for future students in the College of Arts and Sciences. Oh, one more thing about National Agriculture Week. As it comes to an end, I'm wondering whether the organizers purposely scheduled it so that St. Patrick's Day would be the chaser. That's a lot of celebrating over 7 days. Be careful out there. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.